A million mushrooms fill the field where marchers' bodies lately fell. More marchers marching, heavy-heeled, release more spores that march as well.
Harper Audio presents a series of unfortunate events. Book the 11th, The Grim Grotto, by Lemony Snicket, performed by Tim Curry. Chapter 1. After a great deal of time examining oceans, investigating rainstorms, and staring very hard at several drinking fountains, the scientists of the world developed a theory regarding how water is distributed around our planet, which they have named the water cycle. The water cycle consists of three key phenomena: evaporation, precipitation, and collection. And all of them are equally boring. Of course, it is boring to read about boring things, but it is better to read something that makes you yawn with boredom than something that will make you weep uncontrollably, pound your fists against the floor, and leave tear stains all over your pillowcase, sheets, and boomerang collection. Like the water cycle, the tale of the Baudelaire children consists of three key phenomena, but rather than read their sorry tale, it would be best if you read something about the water cycle instead. Violet, the eldest phenomenon, was nearly 15 years old and very nearly the best inventor the world had ever seen. As far as I can tell, she was certainly the best inventor who had ever found herself trapped in the grey waters of the stricken stream, clinging desperately to a toboggan as she was carried away from the Valley of Four Drafts. And if I were you, I would prefer to focus on the boring phenomenon of evaporation, which refers to the process of water turning into vapor and eventually forming clouds, rather than think about the turmoil that awaited her at the bottom of the Mortmain Mountains. Klaus was the second eldest of the Baudelaire siblings, but it would be better for your health if you concentrated on the boring phenomenon of precipitation, which refers to vapor turning